Wainakapak died in the first smallpox epidemic. The virus struck Tawantinsuyu again in 1533, 1535, 1558, and 1565. Each time the consequences were beyond the imagination of our fortunate age. They died by scores and hundreds, recalled one eyewitness to the 1565 outbreak. Villages were depopulated. Corpses were scattered over the fields or piled up in the houses or huts. The fields were uncultivated. The herds were untended, and the price of food rose to such an extent that many persons found it beyond their reach. They escaped the foul disease, but only to be wasted by famine. In addition, Tawantinsuyu was invaded by other European pestilences, to which the Indians were equally susceptible. Typhus, probably, in 1546. Influenza, in 1558, together with smallpox. Diphtheria in 1614, measles in 1618, all flinched the remains of Inca culture. Taken as a whole, Dobbins thought, the epidemics must have killed 9 out of 10 of the inhabitants of Tawantinsuyu. Dobbins was not the first to arrive at this horrific conclusion, but he was the first to put it together with the fact that smallpox visited before anyone in South America had even seen a European. The most likely source, Dobbins realized, was the Caribbean. Smallpox was recorded to have appeared on the island of Hispaniola in November or December 1518. It killed a third of the native population before jumping to Puerto Rico and Cuba. Spaniards exposed in childhood to the virus were mostly immune. During Hernán Cortés's conquest of Mexico, an expedition led by Pánfilo de Narváez landed on April 23, 1520, near what is today the city of Veracruz. According to several Spanish accounts, the force included an African slave named Francisco Eguía, or Baguía, who had smallpox. Other reports say that the carriers were Cuban Indians whom Narváez had brought as auxiliaries. In any case, someone brought the virus and infected a hemisphere. The disease raced to Tenochtitlan, leading city of the Mexica, Aztecs, where it laid waste to the metropolis and then the rest of the empire. From there, Dobbins discovered, colonial accounts show smallpox hopscotching through Central America to Panama. At that point, it was only a few hundred miles from the Inca frontier. The virus seemingly crossed the gap with catastrophic consequences. Then Dobbins went further. When microbes arrived in the Western Hemisphere, he argued, they must have swept from the coastlines first visited by Europeans to inland areas populated by Indians who had never seen a white person.